وبالصبر آمين يا رب العالمين. ثم أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last night, by the grace of Allah, we finished listening to the recitation of Surah Ali Imran, and that completes two of the largest surahs of the Quran, Baqarah and Ali Imran. These two surahs paired together, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call them al-Zahrawain, the two glittering or glowing surahs. They have many profound connections between them. There are literally dozens of lessons in Surah Al-Baqarah that are completed, that you don't fully understand until you make a study of Surah Ali Imran. And just to make a reference to a few of them, you know, in the Fatiha we recited غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And we know from the Sahih narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-maghdub alayhim is a reference to the sons of Israel, al-Yahud, and al-dallin is a reference to the Christians. We find a detailed account of Bani Israel in al-Baqarah, and then we find about 60 ayat dedicated to a discussion with the Christians, with al-dallin, in al-Imran. Similarly, in al-Baqarah, we find Allah Azza wa Jalla speaking a lot about iman and issues of the heart. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Right? فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ From beginning to end, there's a lot of discussion about iman. Lots of discussion about iman. But then the other side, iman is what's going on inside. What comes out on the outside is Islam. There's brief reference to it in Baqarah. بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his children, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ But now we find when we come to Surah Ali Imran, a detailed discussion on Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ We find that here in Ali Imran. Similarly, now instead of Ibrahim alayhi salam as a historical event, telling his children not to die except that they are Muslims, now Allah is telling us, اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Now this comes up for us. So there's iman over there and Islam over here. It's completing the subject, the practical dimension of our faith. And there are so many other lessons that are again parallel between one and the other. For example, if you recall towards the end of Al-Baqarah, we read a little bit about Dawud alayhi salam. And the struggle, the battle that took place, in which we heard the ayat كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ How many times has a small group overpowered a large group, dominated them by Allah's permission? So, you know, this battle between originally Talut alayhi salam, and then eventually Dawud alayhi salam miraculously entered and aided the battlefield, and then killed Jalut, la'anahullah. All of this is accounted for, but this actually, these ayat came right before Badr. Right before the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the companions were about to enter into Badr. These ayat came down. We learn from this, the Qur'an is not just telling us stories. The Sahaba learned about a Badr that happened thousands of years ago, in which a small group overpowered a large group. So now they're mentally prepared. Because what's going to happen at Badr? A small group will overpower a large group. It's preparation for Badr. So it's not, ayat didn't come about Badr, they came in preparation of Badr. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَلَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ So they're in preparation of that first historic battle. But then Ali Imran takes another look. You know, there's pre-discussion, there's preparation before battle, and then there's discussion after battle. So Ali Imran dedicates a chunk of passages towards its conclusion on a discussion of what should happen, what lessons should be learned after Uhud. So precursor to Badr in Baqarah, and post-discussion, commentary after the fact in Ali Imran. And here Allah Azza wa Jal comments on the difficulty that arose in Uhud. And one of those lessons I'd like to share with you, and we're done inshaAllah ta'ala, is, you know, even today, sometimes we, because of weakness of iman, we might think, what's happening to us Muslims? Why are we being humiliated and destroyed left and right? Right? And you know, if we are the ummah that has been chosen for the final revelation, and we are this honored nation, then why are these things happening to us? And why the people who make fun of the deen of Allah have victory after victory after victory? In this amazing ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us a profound lesson. He says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ Number one. Those days, those are the ones we flip or we put up and down between the people. Sometimes Allah gives victory to believers, other times He gives victory to disbelievers. Then He tells us, why does He do that? Why would we not have victory every time? He says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Number one. So Allah may expose those who really believe. It's easy to believe when you are on the side that is winning. It's really hard to believe when you're on the side that's losing. And this, if you don't understand this lesson, just think about sports. You know, there are some fans, they call them true believers. Even if your team is down by 40 points, they're still waving that big shahada finger in the stadium, right? They're still there. Why? Because they call them true believers. And it's I believe in miracles, they say, right? You see, the munafiqun were not true believers. So halfway into the Battle of Uhud, what do? Walk back. It takes a true believer to stick it out even when it gets tough. So وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And by the way, this is a gift of Allah. If Allah exposes the true believers, then what's going to happen is the munafiqun are exposed, which is a necessary thing for the progress of this ummah, that they should be cleansed. Otherwise, we won't know who's munafiq and who's not. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The second purpose of Muslims losing in battle, like the brief occasions at Uhud, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاء. The second purpose. So he may take among you shuhada. That's also a gift from Allah. Even in loss, there's a gift that Allah takes from among us those who are directly taken into paradise, as Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab, فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْوَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. Some of them have already paid their dues, and some of them are waiting to pay their dues. And others are waiting. In the end, they're waiting for them that haven't yet met them. And this again we find in Ali Imran, right? لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. There are people already in paradise that are waiting for those who haven't yet joined them yet. And those are the ones that Allah grants الشهادة. اللهم اجعلنا من الشهداء. So وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاء. And finally, and most beautifully, Allah Azza wa Jal ends that ayah. He says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. It is not Allah that loves those who do wrong. What this means is, don't think they got victory because Allah loves them. Allah does not love them. That is not why they got victory. So two benefits of the purpose of difficulty in battle. And then one clarification. Don't assume that because Allah loves them, that that's why they had victory in battle. SubhanAllah. So he says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So Allah may cleanse those who believe. He may, you know, purge them, literally, purge them. The mahis in Arabic is used for purifying gold. You know, you can't clean gold by putting water on it, can you? What do you have to do? You have to melt it. You have to melt it. You have to heat it under intense heat. So Allah is teaching us, for this ummah to be clean, you have to go through some hot times. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِ. And then the disbelievers will be wiped out completely. Right, but for that, before that can happen, you need to be wiped clean. You need to be cleansed first, and that's a painful process. These are all necessary parts of the process and maturity of this ummah. Subhanallah. So incredible lessons that we pass through in our salawat. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us a people of reflection and understanding of His book. May Allah Azza wa Jal make the listening of the recitation of Quran a case for us on the Day of Judgment. And may Allah make us a people who are worthy of the intercession of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.